Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
You're with Vectis Radio this lunchtime, and we've got a special guest. And I've been billing him as working for the council. I'm not sure whether he does anymore because he's changed his role. We'll catch up in a mo, but welcome, Paul Saville. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Ed. Yeah, nice to be here.
So, I mean, last time we spoke, you were part of the council and you were part of...
No, it was Citizens Advice was the charity I was working for before, and I've had a change of role now, and I'm working for the Isle of Wight Youth Trust.
Wow, that's a change, isn't it?
There's lots of similarities between how the charities operate, but this is great. It kind of fits in with what I've always wanted to do. So it's supporting young people, children, young people on the island, and with a focus on their mental health. So it's a great role to be in.
That's a big old chunky subject, but I just want to say from the outset that I think you're the perfect person for the job because since you've been here, you've said you've been a policeman. Scout leader, yeah, as well. So you're kind of, you're well situated in the, you know what you're talking about with, when it comes down to young people.
I'm not going to say I'm an expert on every aspect, but it's great. It's great having grown up on the island. You have that network. You know all the people that can help and support, and that's definitely part of what this new role is about. Is bringing lots of people together so we can make sure our young people get the best opportunities available.
Why do we have such a problem with young people's mind health, mental health, call it what you will at the moment, do you think?
There are all sorts of pressures, and they're living in a world now where they get bombarded by lots of information from all sorts of sources. So, they may be picking up on the bad news that you or I probably, when the news came on the telly, we probably disappeared off out in the garden and weren't listening. Whereas now it's sort of hitting them all the time. So I think they can worry about, it could be stuff about climate change. It could be all the sort of conflicts that are going on in the world now. We were probably oblivious to it. And also that sort of constant pressure they've got, everything's target. Schools are target driven. Parents are probably quite, behind them and want to make sure that they're getting the best education, and it's so there seems to be a lot more pressure, I think, in this day and age.
Do you know, it really makes me annoyed when you see so much of our media making a point of people's mental health, especially when it's young people, because I look at them and I think, well, if you were a bit more responsible with your reporting, that would cut down it wouldn't solve the issue, but it would cut down some of them.
I think all of us could do with reading much more positive stories. That I think that would help all of our the ways that our well-being could improve is definitely looking at the world in a positive way.
We can only do that if somebody writes them happy stories.
Yes.
Anyway, when it comes down to it, what's your role now with young people? What are you doing?
So I'm the well-being lead at the Isle of Wight Youth Trust. The Youth Trust's been around for 40 years. It's been running counselling and therapy, one-to-one counselling and therapy for young people since 1984. But what's become more apparent, certainly in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, is that the demand for that services has been outstripping what we've been able to deliver. And certainly once you look at what COVID did and actually there's a society's had a different an outlook on mental health. People are far more comfortable talking about it, and in a nice way. Then people are starting questioning about actually my physical health. We understand if you're feeling a bit chilly or anything, you put a coat on. If your leg's hurting or your leg's broken, you will go and sort it out. Now we're starting to get to the point where actually my head's not in the right place. I'm not thinking about things in the right way. I need some support with that, and that's where we're moving to. That's tended to increase demand for our services, and our waiting list is now in many hundreds of young people at the Youth Trust. So the wellbeing team is being set up now with funding that's come from the National Lottery and some other funders to actually look at how we can deliver wellbeing into the community, build up the resilience of our young people, so actually we can give them some quite practical tools about this is, when you're not feeling in the right place, these are the sort of things you can do. Not necessarily go and shout about it all on social media, but take care of themselves, take a bit of time out for your mental health. Had a really good example. We went to deliver some sessions at the East White Sixth Form Academy a couple of weeks ago, and we asked them all just to write some things down on post-it notes about how they'd relax or chill out And there were some fabulous examples amongst about listening to music, playing guitars, going fishing, having a bath, lighting a candle, you know, all the sort of things that we thought we'd have to teach them about. That, you know, a lot of them are already practicing some really good examples of well-being. It's just having that little bit of time, you know, taking your dog for a walk, watching your favourite TV programme, whatever it might be. They are really, really good tools for ensuring that your mental health and your well-being going forward is more positive and better.
That's the light side. That's the nice side of it. Yep. I mean, there's obviously a darker side to that. So, I mean, that must be hard to deal with.
Yeah, definitely. The numbers of young people. So nationally, we know that one in five children and young people aged 8 to 25 have probable mental health needs at any one time. And that seems to be rising. The charity, the Youth Trust, we did a census. We do a census every other year amongst about 1,200 young people. And lots of them are saying, you know, they've either experienced it themselves or know someone very close to them who's experienced poor mental health. And a lot of it, the one thing that was increasing seemed to be anger. It's as if they don't know how to let off the steam. And again, we were talking about, you know, all these negative things bombarding them makes them angry. They're not really sure why. So part of what we've got to do is actually help them reframe those sort of ideas. We've even got a program called Reframe, and just think about things in a more positive light. And it can be simple things. You know, if you hit a problem and your brain just says, well, I don't know how to do that, and you get anxious about it, actually, you probably do. You just need to pause, think about the skills you need to solve that problem, or you go away and learn the skills to solve that problem. And that's a fantastic way of improving your well-being.
It's fantastic that people like you are there now, because obviously for a long time, you know, we've allowed these things to get bad. You know, we did COVID, we went through that, and we didn't realise that we were going to get an array of young people that are going to be really, really struggling after COVID. And that's what we're kind of dealing with now. How do we fix this going forward? Because it's wonderful that you're there the other end, but what can we do the other end to sort of stop these things from happening? Are we working on those things as well?
It's a massive question probably for the whole of society about actually how do we improve all our mental health, because it's not just about children and young people. I think all of us, right through adulthood, you know, and certainly when we look at how the island's population is a lot older and people becoming isolated and not understanding how to stay connected is a key point for really good well-being. So that's, you know, it's a question for all of us, and I'm not sure we know necessarily what the answer will be, but certainly lots of employers now accept that well-being is really good for their staff. Makes sense. You're less likely to have people going off with stress. Less likely then, and stress can lead to physical health issues as well. So it's good for all of us that we're all stopping and thinking about how do we as individuals, where's that self-care come in? And it can be tricky if we're all very busy, but you know, you just need to set aside a little bit of time, even if it's 3 or 4 minutes a day, to go actually just pause. Is my head in the right space? What do I need to do about that today? And knowing the people that you can trust and go and talk to. And then that's where we come in at the Youth Trust. You know, we want to be trusted adults that young people can come and talk to. And we want to open those opportunities out. And that's one of the reasons I'm here today, is to say, you know, we've just started in the last month a volunteering offer for people to come to us. We will give some training that initially sets you out as a person that can be an ally to anyone that's around you with poor mental health, and so you can signpost them and let them know what they could be doing. And then we'll also give further training so that they could come and help us at some of the events we're running to help us chat to young people and just start those conversations and make people feel comfortable, and then we can figure out a way forward. And I think that's the biggest thing for anything is communication.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's the first thing they learn when kids come in here. What's radio? It's communication. If we communicated better, I mean, I'm just picturing now, I'm just going to take you back to what you said just now about young people when they said that they got things that they do when they get things get a little bit difficult. They might run a bath with a candle. They might do these things. They must have got that from somewhere, and I'm guessing their parents or, you know, a very good friend or an auntie or an uncle. So they must be going through it as well.
And there's lots of tools. So, I mean, the Isle of Wight Youth Trust website has got a pages on wellbeing and all sorts of resources there that are available. So whilst we can talk about the negative aspects of the internet, there are some amazing resources on there, and we point everyone to it. So if people, you know, go to the Isle of Wight Youth Trust website, and you can click on the wellbeing page, and there's fascinating things there for young people. And like I said, to be honest, most of us adults could learn quite a few things from that page as well.
I think the good thing is we will. Over the next, you know, I think we've probably already started, because this has happened and we're playing catch-up now, and we're probably having to sit down with young people and other people alike and sort of working out. And you think you might have been okay, you might have come through it, but you're being made aware of what it might be like if you do struggle at some point. And the unfortunate thing is there's a lot of young people getting they're involved with mental health issues, and you think, crikey, you go back 30 years and that wouldn't have happened. It would have been your auntie, your uncle that was, you know, locked up or so and so. But I mean, nowadays it's nearly everybody is having to deal with something. And I think as if we can admit that, then I think that's part of the problem dealt with. You know, we sit down and we say, right, from here on in, we've got to try and fix things. So just say, for instance, if you are a young person that's really, really struggling at the moment and you don't think you're getting the help, how do they get the help? Who do they reach out to?
So young people can self-refer to our charity without any problem at all. So you can go onto the website, and it's quite obvious where you can self-refer, and then we'll talk to you. If you're over 13, then we won't contact anyone at all, so you remain anonymous with us. If you're under 13, then we have to seek parental consent to be able to start any sort of treatment or therapy with young people. If people kind of feel just a sort of low level worry, you know, there are groups around the island, so there's lots of youth groups, but every Thursday we run an event called Snack and Chat. It's completely free. You can come along to Youth Trust House in Pearl Street in Newport between 2 and 5, and it's just a safe place to come and talk through what's going on. And we've got arts and crafts stuff there. Big pile of cakes that are given to us by Grace's Bakery, which is a good motivator to come through. And we've been given a pool table as well now, so it's just a nice and calm, and people can come and try and understand what it is that might be going on, and we will then signpost them on to other places to join in with.
Got to ask, is it being used? Do people come in? Because you know, the more people that think, well, I don't want to be the only one that turns up.
No, it's great. It gets really busy around about 3:30, because obviously that's when everyone's come out of school in the Newport area, and we realise that that's not accessible for everyone, but we're going to try and extend it, hopefully with the help of volunteers, to do more sort of pop-up snack and chats around the island. But you know, it is busy. We only started it just before Christmas. We get lots of young people. They're all sorts of different ages turning up. It's lovely. And I'm saying it's just a way to feel comfortable, talk to a trusted adult about what's going on. And if people are interested, and because the charity promotes a lot of stuff around youth voice as well, so actually making sure that young people are heard, we've got the Youth Trust Task Force, so that's nearly 40 young people we have at our, you know, who come in for monthly meetings, and we go out and do social action. We've been out doing beach cleans and other things together, and that's another way of, you know, we're making sure that they go out as ambassadors for the Youth Trust, and also understand how they can support other young people who might have mental health problems.
Fantastic. I think that's brilliant. I mean, it just makes it more reachable, touchable, and you know, you don't have to hide away, because there's something there. You can just pop in, and you virtually know that, you know, the person sat next to you is probably just having a bad day, just like you are possibly. Mm. So yeah. it's not like it used to be. I think they are going to get to be more honest, more open, you know, communicate more, and it will, you know, it won't resolve the issues fully, but it will make them a whole load better, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's being able to tackle that issue when you recognise it. So lots of young people don't necessarily recognise that they're going through a bad patch. They just think this is what it's always like. We need to be able to explain, do you know what, there are ways that we can cope with these sort of mental health pressures that might be building up. There are tools that we can use together, and it's different for everyone, but yeah, definitely to be able to get out there. And so during 2024 we'll be doing more and more stuff out in the community, and I say, you know, if anyone out there's thinking, oh, do you know what, that sounds like a great place where I could volunteer, give us a call. We're on 529 569. You can either ask for me, ask for Paul, Or leave a message and I'll give you a ring back and we'll go through what's available.
Just say that number again.
So it's obviously 01983 529 569.
And that will be really, really helpful. And I would imagine if you're one of those people that have been through it as well, and you've come out the other side and you're watching young people struggle and you think, I can give them something, I can, you know, do it. Get off your backside and do something, because this is, when it comes down to it, we can have as much funding as we like, but at the end of the day, we need people to be nicer and more helpful, and if they are, the more that happens, the less nastiness there is in the world.
That's a great message. I've always said, you know, be kind and helpful. That's by far the best way that we can create a better society. Yeah, if you're not saying something that's kind, or you're not doing something that's helpful, then don't do it.
What else have you got to promote? Anything else?
So, I think I could go into lots of sort of figures, but I would just say to people, you know, go and look at our website. There's lots of stuff on there about wellbeing. There's a page on there about volunteering as well, so if you don't want to give us a ring, you can just put your details in and I'll give you a call. Absolutely what you said about, you know, there's no age limit that we've put on people that volunteer. I've got someone who's much older has talked about their lived experience, and that's great because they can actually describe how they've come out the other side. So, and that's a brilliant example. So people that just feel they're stuck, if they can talk to someone who says, "No, I've been where you are, but there are ways of coming out the other side," that's by far the best examples that we can give to people.
So young people that, you know, not just young people, but people that may have left school, and when they were going through that, you know, when they were 14, a really difficult time because they may have been being bullied or other things may have happened, families breaking up and so on. It's all going to play a part. And, you know, if you've got somebody that can, you know, shine a torch and say, "Hey, look, I was you back then, and this is what I did to cope. This is how I did things to, you know, and here, look at me now, I'm helping you." And I just think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. It won't, you know, say, these are the sorts of things we've got to get involved with. Money doesn't fix everything.
No, you're right. No, definitely talking through. And I'm saying we support children, young people, 5 to 25. So it's a wide spectrum of ages that we cover. And we welcome anyone that would like to get involved. And I say, and importantly, if you think you need help, you know, you can refer in to us without any problem.
How do we compare with other areas? You know, the Isle of Wight. How do we compare?
So it's always tricky when you try and compare the island with other places. There are some figures, and you go, we tend to have more people who are under 18 going to hospital because of mental health issues here. Now, whether that's because our hospital is the only place that we can go on the island when you're getting critical, whereas other, you know, cities will have lots of centres and stuff you can go to. So it's hard to say we're worse off than others. But, you know, the island has its unique challenges, that's particularly around connectivity. You know, if you are sort of suffering bullying and stuff, it's harder sometimes to get away from it and escape what's going on. So, you know, we're definitely in a unique place. But, you know, like I say, If we could turn the island into a place where everyone's kind and helpful, then what a great way to sell the island.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm just going back to when I was a kid. There was so much more available back then. And I know you had your difficult years with you don't want to go to youth club because I'm too, you know, I'm 16 now and I can drink in Calvert's. And, you know, I don't want to do that. But now I think when you go back to those things that we had for young people, we probably had less of a problem than we do now, because the youth clubs that we used to have, and I know that there are some still going, and good on them for keeping it going, but we had all those things for young people, and now we don't. And I think what would be really, really good, because I get fed up of hearing grown-ups say, "Kids don't know what they want. They don't know what they need. They don't know what they want." And I say, "No, you're wrong. You just haven't asked them. Yeah. You haven't spoken to them. They'll tell you what they want and how they feel, but we just got to ask them." So maybe that communication, that conversation's got to take place. And
that's got to include an element of guiding them as well. So it's all very well saying what they want, and they might just look at you and shrug their shoulders, because if they haven't got anything to compare to, how do they know what they want? So that's why we like to be able to signpost and say, actually, right on your doorstep, there are these clubs that are available, you know, and they are scattered across the island. There are a lot, we were talking earlier about uniform groups, you know, there are scouts, there's guides, there's army cadets, all those sort of things. And sometimes they just don't realise that it is accessible to them. They've just not realised that there's a door open. Lots of these opportunities are there. And, you know, and we live in a biosphere, so we can go for walks. There's lots of things there that they just don't quite get, actually, if I go and do that, that's good for my well-being, you know. It might, and that's the thing. So it's something different from school or college. Go and try it out. You'll probably come out with a much better positive frame of mind.
I would love it if you come back and did an interview with some young people, or even brought in some young people so we could do an interview.
We can definitely bring the task force in, yeah.
Excellent. The task force. That sounds scary, doesn't it?
they do sound scary, but they're all lovely.
Excellent. Now, well, is there anything else you want to say before you go? You must have some other things you want to promote.
I'll probably just be repeating myself. It's, you know, we are a charity, so no, we've been going for 40 years, so people can look, you might want to come and volunteer with us to help us raise funds. And like you say, money doesn't do everything, but without it, we can't keep the lights on at Youth Trust House, so that's really important. If you've been listening to me today and think, oh, do you know what, Paul, I haven't got the time, but I could donate, there's donate buttons all across our website, so go and have a look there for that. And just look out for the stories. If you like social media, you can follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. Lots of tools come out there. We'll promote things about, you know, these are good sites. And like I said, there's some amazing resources out there, so people should never feel they don't know what to do. There are places to go. If we're not open, we look on the website, and there are 24/7 services that are run nationally for young people, where they can go, and there are text services and all sorts of things. So people should never think they're on their own, you know, and we don't want to bombard people with a load of choices. So just go and look at the Isle of Wight Youth Trust website. It will guide you through to all the help you need.
Fantastic. What's the website again?
So it's iowyouthtrust.co.uk.